This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thank you for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today we are talking about some great health topics. We're going to talk about coffee. The good, the bad, the ugly. I feel like coffee has been really demonized, and there actually can be really great benefits from coffee. It's kind of what you do with coffee, the source of coffee. We're going to talk about the dangers of blue light. So screens, cell phones, most people don't understand blue light, what it is, how it affects sleep patterns, melatonin production. As well, we are going to do a quick touch on fluoride if we don't run out of time. So fluoride, again, the good, the bad, the ugly. So what about Greenwood Family Chiropractic makes us a little bit different? So when you come into our office, we are we're a wellness center, really. It's not just the adjustment. It's not just nutrition. It's not just exercise. We teach as a whole what that should look like. So we really look into, hey, from a whole big perspective of things, what does health look like? And it's so interesting because most people come to see us because of headaches, neck pain, back pain, sciatica, spinal stenosis, disc degeneration, joint degeneration. What's great and really interesting is that I'm starting to see the tides turn a little bit. People are just coming in to be healthier. Hey, you know what? I don't feel good. My blood work is not looking like there's anything wrong, but I know there's something else underlying going on. And I think it's so interesting in the fact that we miss a lot of these things sometimes with modern medicine. You know, I always see the people who come in and it's like, you've been in this body for how many decades, right? And although blood work might show nothing's wrong, you're like, I know that there's something else going on. And so oftentimes as on a cellular cycle, there are things that are happening that aren't positive. And so what we do is we can't figure everything out. So we wait and we wait and we wait. And once those cellular cycles start to dysfunction long enough, then we start to see this dysfunction in the blood. And then once we see that dysfunction in the blood, we say, oh my goodness gracious, absolutely. This is why you felt bad. Here's a medication. And you're like, well, why isn't that organ system working? Why are we doing this? What is going on? You know, there's always different paths you can take in terms of health. One is you do nothing. You know, and I can tell you that I see when people come into the office, it's kind of a snowball effect, right? Things get worse. They last a little bit longer. They don't go away as easily. You know, it's like, oh yeah, you know, like, my neck will hurt for a little bit, but I usually just like hot shower, rub it a little bit, take a couple ibuprofen. It's good in a day or two, you know, and then you've got to take more ibuprofen. And instead of lasting a couple of days, it lasts a week. And now it's not going away as easily. That's the snowball effect. You can mask it, right? Here's a Tylenol, an Advil, a muscle relaxer, pain reliever. You can do injections, you do surgery. But the problem with all of that is if you take away the underlying, like all of that stuff, it just masks the underlying root cause of the problem still there. And that's more our goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Our goal is to get down to the root cause of the problem and take care of the cause so it isn't something then you have to continue to keep worrying about for the rest of your life. Because so oftentimes people just don't realize that there is an avenue and there is an answer and there is a solution. It just might not have been where you first started looking. So we're going to talk first and foremost about coffee. But before we do that, we're going to get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News comes from Yahoo. Are vitamins a waste of money? A new study says yes. So the article title, are vitamins a waste of money? A new study says yes. So here's the article, and then we'll talk about it. Because it's interesting that I don't agree with a lot of this. And I'm sure if you've ever listened to Maximize Your Life with me, Dr. Leanne Schluter, you will know I don't agree with this. Well, I should say there's points that I don't agree with. They said, like most people, you probably have a stash of vitamins and mineral supplements in your bathroom cabinet. In fact, nearly 70% of people take supplements, according to the Industry Trade Association. They said it's a $32 billion a year industry. Do they actually improve health? Several studies have found that taking supplements aren't associated with living longer, and now a massive new study published by Internal Medicine shows that the vast majority won't help you live a longer life or reduce the risk of cardiovascular problems. In order to learn what diet or supplements were beneficial, researchers combed through 277 randomized clinical trials that examined 16 vitamins and other supplements, along with 8 diets associated with reduced mortality and heart problems, ranging from coronary heart disease to stroke and heart attack. In total, the studies included data on nearly 1 million people worldwide. According to Science Daily, the majority of supplements included multivitamins, selenium, vitamin A, B6, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D alone, calcium alone, and iron showed no link to an increase or decrease risk of death or heart health. They said for the purpose of primary prevention, there's no benefit for taking any of these supplements for all-cause mortality or cardiovascular mortality. However, although the effects were considered quote-unquote low, you like this? However, although the effects were considered low, the study did find that taking omega-3 fatty acid supplements reduced heart attack risk by 8% and coronary heart disease risk by 7%. The research also showed that taking folic acid supplements lowered the risk of stroke by 20%. They go on to talk about how there are some important exceptions, namely for pregnant women who need additional folic acid and iron, and for people who have a vitamin or mineral deficiency. If there's a known micronutrient deficiency, then it would behoove someone to supplement. In other words, don't drop your dietary supplements because of the study if you're taking one prescribed by your physician or a nutritionist. So I'm like, So basically, I went in and I tried to figure out to see who funded the study, you know, of all of these studies, who funded them? Because it's oftentimes drug companies. And so if you have a drug company funding it's like when... I don't know if you remember, gosh, it was a couple years back, and I remember looking at this study thinking, like, this is the biggest, like, this is so craziness. And it was, the study was that they said sugary drinks don't contribute to childhood obesity. It's because of their lack of exercise. And I looked to see who funded the study, and it was done through, like, a university, but it was funded by Coca-Cola. Then like a year later came out that this university, I don't remember which university, but this university said, actually we're refuting the study and we're taking it back and we're, and because it came out that like Coca-Cola funded the study that said, hey, you, and not only did they fund the study, they also gave a grant of like hundreds of thousands of dollars to the school. And they said, we gave back all the money and, you know, we're taking back all the information on that study. And you're like, how is that not swayed? You know, there's so much bias that comes with that. And so I wonder, same thing with this. Oftentimes a lot of these studies funded by drug companies. So you're like, of course. And then what I thought was really interesting, you know, the title says, are vitamins a waste of money? A new study says yes. The average person, that's all they're going to read. They're going to skim through the title and they're not going to actually dive deeper into the article. And it says, hey, you know what we found? We found that all of these things didn't increase or decrease your death. But hey, if you take omegas, it might be quote unquote low. The effects are low. What does that even mean? You want to say, hey, do you want to reduce your risk of a heart attack by 8% and coronary heart disease by 7%? Hey, do you also want to reduce your risk of a stroke by 20%? Hey, if you say it's not going to kill me more, then why wouldn't you take it for those health benefits? Here's the other thing that I disagree with. Most of these, when you look at it, it's like multivitamins. Are they whole food source or are they synthetic? Because when you're looking at this, actually shows that folic acid, which is synthetic B9, decreases your risk of stroke. I would never tell someone to take folic acid. I would tell them to take folate, methylated folate. So what types of vitamins did they do? Whole food vitamins? Are they methylated B vitamins? You know? And then too, they say, hey, if you've been diagnosed with a nutritional deficiency, can I tell you that we do some functional medicine testing in the office and it actually looks for deficiencies, functional mineral and vitamin deficiencies in the office? You know, the average person that tests has some sort of vitamin or mineral deficiency to some regard. So why wouldn't you fill in the gaps with this? Oh, gosh. It's just crazy, you know? It just blows my mind that they're like, hey, don't take it. Also, like, are the vitamins that they tested, are they third-party tested? Like, not, you're 100% right. Do I think that taking vitamins could be a waste of money? Yeah, if they're synthetic, if they're not third-party tested, right? So there was a big lawsuit from the New York State's Attorney General in 2012 for Walmart, Target, Walgreens, and GNC, those four things, because they went into these companies and they took their brand of, you know, there was like ginkgo biloba, there was ginseng, and there was not 1 gram, not 1 milligram, not 1 microgram of that active ingredient. It said, hey, it's gluten-free. And it wasn't. It was full of gluten, common houseplants, dirty fillers, because it's not third-party tested, right? So like, not all supplements are created equal. So if you're going to go and say, hey, I can get this supplement for $4 online, you know, I saw there was like a kid's multivitamin. It was $1 for the month. And I'm like, what is in there? You know, because a company has to have some markup somewhere. They've got to have some skin in the game. They're not giving stuff away for free. What's the quality of that kid's multivitamin? Get out of here. Is that a waste of money? Maybe. Yeah, absolutely. Know what you're taking. Know that it's third-party tested. There should be a GMP certification. It's good manufacturing processes. There's NSF certifications, right? You can see those on the bottle. Most companies will put those on the bottle. So know what you're taking. Surround yourself by educated people who can test if there's deficiencies, who can educate you more on what you want to take and why you want to take them. Surround yourself with those people, be educated, and take some really good, healthy vitamins. Now, when we come back, coffee, yay or nay? I'll tell you more when we come back.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder. Feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
Welcome back. If you're listening to Maximize Your Life, I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can check out our Facebook page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. That's Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, coffee. The good, the bad, the ugly. I said it before, I feel like coffee has been kind of demonized, right? We say for so long, don't drink coffee, right? It's not good for you. And there's goods and there's bads of anything. I remember learning in graduate school, like a decade ago, that there was actually benefits of coffee. And I said, well, that's great, because at the time in grad school, I was drinking a lot of coffee. Like a lot of coffee. A lot of coffee. And then I kind of fell off for a while. I'm like, you know, I'm going to give my body a break. And I did. I did a pretty good job. You know, through pregnancies, I shouldn't say pregnancies. The first pregnancy, I didn't drink any coffee. And the second pregnancy, that meant I had a toddler. And I was pregnant and working and crazy. And so I, you know, did the under the 200 milligrams. And, you know, now I have two kids. And so I'm still kind of just at a place in my life where I'm drinking a good amount of coffee. Now, that being said, I usually go through and I will do like a 2-week break. What's interesting is that I usually feel pretty good. I feel pretty good at the end of the 2 weeks. The first week is really rough. I remember one time that I'm like, oh my gosh, like how is it 7 o'clock? I have one cup of coffee in the morning. Granted, kind of a large cup of coffee. Not huge, not a pot, you know, but it was 20 ounces probably. Like a, I don't know, one of the, not like a carafe of coffee, but it was like a normal to medium size travel cup. I remember thinking at 7 o'clock, like, why do I still have a headache? You know, it's caffeine withdrawals. And I do 2 weeks, and usually sometimes it'll go into 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. But it's a great opportunity to kind of just let your system reset. The one thing that I will see a lot with caffeine, and so it's not just coffee, it's with caffeine, is that between stress and caffeine, and I had gone through this personally, it burns out your adrenals. You know, you go through this massive amount of adrenal fatigue. So, you know, that increases anxiety, it can increase depression, and you don't realize like these feelings that you have are due back directly to the fact that it is directly impacted by the amount of caffeine. And so whenever we go through with people and they have adrenal fatigue, the first thing that we cut out is coffee or caffeine, right? Because they're doing like Bangs or Monsters or pre-workouts or whatever, right? We cut out caffeine. And that's one where it was kind of interesting when I was looking at, because I remember for so long, people were talking about the some of the dangers of coffee. Now they're finding, there was a study that was done in November of 2015, study published in Circulation, found that coffee consumption was associated with an 8 to 15% reduction in the risk of death, with larger reductions among those with higher coffee consumption. Other studies have found coffee drinkers may have a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, including heart attacks, heart failure, strokes, type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's disease, uterine and liver cancer, cirrhosis, and gout. The reason that coffee drinking might be beneficial is unknown. And I'll go through, because there is some known benefits. And so here are some of the studies, and I thought it was kind of interesting, of some of the risks of coffee. So they talk about bladder and pancreatic cancer. Studies performed more than 30 years ago suggested a potential link between coffee consumption and cancers of the bladder, pancreas, and possibly others. Since then, better research has largely refuted these concerns. In fact, some of the older studies raised red flags about a cancer risk link have since been used as examples of fishing expedition and weak research methodology. So they basically were like, hey, 30 years ago, what you put in place to say that this is a, like, there's a lot of ability to refute it because of the fact that the way that they went about gathering this research wasn't really accurate. They talked about esophageal cancer. This does make sense to me, this study. It's recently reported from the World Health Organization, who raised concerns that coffee drinking or other beverages, right? So it's not just coffee, but other beverages at the temperature higher than 149 degrees Fahrenheit may increase the risk of esophageal cancer. This is not unique to coffee, and drinking coffee at such high temperatures is unusual among most coffee drinkers in the United States. 149 degrees. 100, like, that is hot. So really, when you're talking about esophageal cancer for that, it's not just for coffee. When you're drinking any hot liquids that hot, it damages the lining. And so the cells have to change, right? That's what precancerous cells are. It's like cancer cells are an adaptation. When you're consistently drinking scalding hot liquid, your esophagus is one that's like, hey, you know what? It almost has to like build a callus through there. And those cellular changes, like that's what you're looking at for precancerous and cancerous cells. They found studies linking coffee consumption to cardiovascular disease have mostly been observed in higher consumptions. So people that do well above 4 cups per day. And some of these studies did not account for smoking, which often accompanies coffee consumption, right? People have their coffee and cigarette in the morning, right? So it just looked at coffee. How many cups of coffee do you drink? 3. And they're like, oh, your risk of cardiovascular disease is so much higher. But they're like, hey, do you smoke too? Like, they just failed to ask that. So, and then too, like, you really shouldn't be drinking. I try to keep my caffeine consumption to 200 milligrams or below. That is my ideal. I feel like that's what they suggest is safe during pregnancy is 200 milligrams and below. So that's kind of what I tried to stay under, which really equates to about 2 cups of coffee. Different, if you look at different types, there's different brands that have a higher caffeine content. Now, that being said, what are some of the benefits? So here's what I really remember from graduate school was remembering they said coffee is really high in polyphenols. Polyphenols are also phytonutrients or like antioxidants. And so I remember thinking, wow, that's really interesting. And they said that the highest source of phytonutrients that a person consumes in the United States is typically from coffee. Oh my gosh. So, but polyphenols are antioxidants that may actually help benefit blood sugar metabolism and high blood pressure. One of the active components in coffee. Caffeine, obviously we know about that. Boosts energy, but they're also thinking that it helps to ward off Parkinson's disease. So they also have chlorogenic acid, also known as CGAs. CGAs provide most of the health benefits when it comes to coffee. So it's a potent antioxidant and has anti-inflammatories that reduce the risk of stroke and heart attack. They also found that the CGAs have been shown to help improve blood sugar regulation, improve memory, reduce diabetic neuropathy, helps enhance the rate of wound healing. In animal experiments, they actually found it decreases blood glucose by blocking glucose absorption in the intestines. So there are benefits. But now that being said, what I also see is that you can go and order, and I have an app for a coffee store that I frequent. And it's interesting to see, like, if you didn't make any changes to this beverage, how much sugar is really in there? Like, how much? And you're looking at, I went to go get a tea, and it was like 40 grams of sugar. And I was like, oh, because for just like the syrup pumps. You're like, my goodness gracious, that is crazy. That is a crazy amount of sugar. And so you're like, oh, I'm doing this drink, and it's so great for me, and there's this benefits of coffee. Dr. Leanne said so, but like, So when I get coffee, so there's a couple things that I want to look at when I'm drinking coffee. And I will tell you what those things are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Listening to Maximize Your Life, I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. You can give us a call. Initial exam and consultation in the office is $25 if you let us know that you listen to our radio show. Now, coming up, I was talking about coffee. I like coffee. I like the taste of coffee. I like some of the little caffeine I get from coffee. Now, just like anything, you can make a good thing bad. So we talked about some of the health benefits that come along with coffee. So we talked about some of the heart health, reduction in diabetes, in terms of brain health. Parkinson's, a large systemic review reported a 29% lower risk of Parkinson's disease in people who drank 2 cups of coffee per day. Alzheimer's, found weight loss, liver health benefits. They're actually finding now shown to reduce the rates of 2 types of cancers, colorectal and liver cancer. Well, and I wonder about colorectal cancer, and I guess I'm going to talk about it. So obviously, coffee will oftentimes, not obviously, not all the time, but oftentimes will stimulate the bowels, right? Like, people will have the coffee poops. Anyways, oh man, I committed to it. People will have the coffee poops. And oftentimes colon cancer, rectal cancers, you have to think when people are constipated, they're not eating good cruciferous foods, fibers, their bowels aren't moving, which means that fecal matter, which is incredibly toxic, just sits in those in your colon, right? And so when that buildup comes, that's where you start to see more of like colon cancers, rectal cancers. They'll oftentimes are say more man-made cancer. So it kind of makes sense to me that coffee that stimulates gets rid of it, you know, and so it reduces the rate of colorectal cancer. That's not necessarily what they put sort of thing. They found that coffee drinkers have a 40% lower risk of liver cancer, right? Because it stimulates liver for detoxification, just like a lot of really great things. That being said, if your coffee is full of crap and is a sugar bomb, then like it's no, you know, it's the risks don't, oh, it reduces my risk of diabetes. Yeah, but the 50 grams of sugar in there doesn't, you know. So when you're looking, so here's some of the things I look for. I sometimes I'll stop at the store, but most of the time I brew mine at home. So I look for organic, right? In most everything that I do, I look for organic. Another thing that's really great to look for as well is shade grown coffee. So most people don't realize that there's different types or ways to grow coffee. So shade grown coffee is coffee grown underneath a canopy of taller trees that provides shade from the sun. Traditionally, coffee has been grown in this manner underneath a like natural forest canopy. And when it is done, there's lots of benefits. Yet, there's pressure to increase crop yields. And so what it's done is it's made so that when the way that we cultivate the crops, it's not done in the shade or it's in direct sunlight. And that actually requires an increased use of pesticides and non-natural fertilizers. So what you can look for more is that shade grown. You can look for low acid, right? Because oftentimes when people have like acid reflux, that coffee will exacerbate that. So you can look for low acid. Now, what I do is I get whole beans and I have a grinder. And people are like, well, it's so much work. It is really not, I promise you. It's really not that much work because I just pour a little bit into the grinder. I grind it up and I boil water on the stove. So I've got a pot on my stove, like a teapot, and I boil water on the stove, not in the microwave. And then I just put it in a French press. So coffee, water, mix it up, let it sit for a couple of minutes. I strain it out. What's awesome about the what I prefer about the French press coffee, one is that it's actually a little bit higher caffeine content. But it allows for the grounds to come directly with the water instead of flowing through a paper filter. And so this allows for the essential oils in the coffee to actually diffuse right through the water instead of it being captured and filtered through a paper filter. You know, especially when you see these white filters, they are white and they look beautiful because they've typically been dyed. You know, when you look at the non-organic filters, they're brown. So that's a good, better, best. But still, when you're looking at the great oils that come, a lot of the benefits that come from coffee, you get rid of when you put them through that paper filter. What's really cool to see about French press coffee is that when you pour it into a cup, you can actually see some of the naturally occurring oils on the top of your coffee. So I'll either do it black or I'll add a little bit of coconut milk or almond milk. And if I want it sweet, I'll put a couple drops of liquid stevia in there, alcohol-free liquid stevia. We carry it in the office. I really like it. It tastes like a simple syrup. It doesn't have the weird aftertang that some of the stevia packets have. And that's how I drink coffee. My husband drinks it black. So I want to keep so the French press is the way we go. Again, people think it's so much more work, but truly, you know, I put water on the stove to boil. So that's like three arm movements. I pour some grounds, French press, right? So that's like four more arm movements. And I stir. There's another arm movement. So really it's like 10 arm movements versus, you know, what you do. You got to fill up the pot, pour it in, scoop it out, paper filter. Like there's really, it's not that labor intensive. It's really not. And the health benefits so outweigh the three extra steps that you might have to do the fresh ground, French press, right? And so for me, that's how we do coffee. I want that health benefit from it. And so there are, again, really, really great health benefits. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, next, let's talk about blue light. I don't know if you've never heard about this. I have a lot of people in the office that talk to me about how they struggle with sleeping. So they'll take melatonin or they will. I've had a couple of patients who have gone to their primary care physician for problems sleeping and they've put them on antidepressants and they didn't realize they were on antidepressants, which is sad. But so blue light, they're in the terms of a light spectrum, right? Sunlight contains red, orange, yellow, green, and blue light rays. Now, without getting too complicated into physics, there's relationships between length waves of light rays and the amount of energy that they contain. Now, blue lights. Blue light is everywhere. So sunlight is actually the main source of blue light, and being outdoors during daylight is where most of us get our exposure to it. Here's the kicker. There are also many man-made indoor sources of blue lights. Fluorescent lights, LED lights, flat-screen televisions, most notably anything that has a display screen, computers, electronic notebooks, smartphones, digital devices, all of those things emit a significant amount of blue light. Now, when people say so oftentimes, I have trouble sleeping, when you're looking at why, it's because of what this blue light does to disrupt your circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm is basically your brain saying, hi, it's daytime. It's time for me to be awake. I see the sunlight. I see this naturally occurring blue light. It's time for me to be up. It's daylight. And then the sun goes down, and guess what we do? We watch television. We're on our phones. We're on our tablets. We're doing all of this things with blue lights. So we're like, I'm tired. I need to go to bed. But our body's like, hey, I still see all this blue light. I think I need to be up. It's kind of like the start of the day. So there are a lot of harmful effects that come with these sources of blue light. There are more dangers as well. But so what do you do? I'm going to walk you through a solution to take the blue light off of your cell phone so that it can help you next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne. It's time to say goodbye to the old you now. So go ahead, put the past in the past. Box it up like an old photograph. You don't have to go back because that was then. And this is now. Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853, or you can schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, if you let us know you came from the radio, just $25. Now, let's protect your brain, let's protect your eyes. Because oftentimes, whether it be cell phones, computers, television, it exposes us to blue light. So what's really kind of interesting is that your eye is not very good at blocking blue lights. So the structure of the adult human eye they're very effective at blocking UV rays from reaching the light sensitive retina, the back of the eyeball. But on the other hand, virtually all blue light passes through the cornea and the lenses to reach the retina. So like natural UV light, the eye is designed to do. This light is not natural. Now, here's what's interesting. And I was actually just thinking, because I have a family member who just got diagnosed with macular degeneration. And he, I know with his job, is on the computer often. And so the fact that the blue light penetrates all the way back to the retina, it's important because laboratory studies have shown that too much exposure to blue light can damage the light-sensitive cells in the retina. This causes changes that resemble those of macular degeneration, which can lead to permanent vision loss. So our goal is to pull back that blue light. Blue light protection may be even more important following cataract surgery. So the lens in the adult human eye blocks nearly 100% of the sun's UV rays. As the aging process, the eye's natural lens eventually blocks some shortwave blue light as well. So if you've had cataract surgery, it's one even more so. You might be beneficial from like eyeglasses that have lenses with a special blue light filter. I'll walk you through all of that in a second. Now, what to do? Oh, here's some other ones too that I thought was really interesting. So, you know, I tell people get off of your cell phones an hour to an hour and a half before you go to bed, right? So yeah, that means when you have television on in the bedroom before you go to sleep, you have dinner and you sit down for an hour to 2 hours, like grab a book, like an actual book, not a book on your phone, not a book on your tablet, like an actual book and read. Play a game, play some backgammon, play some chess, checkers, who knows, whatever. Like get your face away from screens because it's so disruptive to your circadian rhythm cycle. You know, even that, like when you're talking about sleep, cortisol, your stress hormones, when you're talking about anxiety, depression, they're finding different types of cancers, greater risk of diabetes, heart disease, obesity, depression, may cause permanent eye damage, contribute to age-related macular degeneration, which can lead to vision loss. Like it's a big deal, people, but because it's so common that we just don't think anything of it. 74% of teens ages 12 to 17 access the internet on a cell phone, tablet, or other mobile devices on a daily basis.
They said nearly 3/4 spend at least 2 hours a day watching TV or using a computer. You know, that's school now. So it's not just at home for leisure. Like, this is what they're doing. So here's what I want you to do on your phone. I only know this if you have an iPhone. If you don't have an iPhone, I apologize because I only know how iPhones work. Now, when you go into an iPhone, right, you're going to go into your settings. And under settings, you will see display and brightness. And under display and brightness, you will see night shift. And you're going to click on night shift. And you can schedule it or you can have it on all the time. So mine is actually scheduled from 7 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. You can actually do an automatic sunrise to sunset. I'm going to turn it there. That's cool. And when you go back, you're going to say less warm or more warm. And so the more warm you have it, it becomes this like dark brown. It took me a while to get used to what this looks like, but the more warm you have it, the better. So the warmer settings may affect the appearance of some of the on-screen motion. Like, but what it does is it turns to this brown. It takes away that blue light. Now, that's for iPhones. How you do with other iPhones or like not iPhones, you probably have to Google it. I just, like I said, I just got word from my radio producer. It's called Blue Light Filter on Android. Blue Light Filter. Now, what about if you're working at the computer all day? You can actually do this, or you're on the television. You can actually look at, there are specially made glasses. They kind of look like sunglasses. They're called blue blockers. You can get them online. These blue blockers allow for you to wear these glasses inside looking at your computer that actually filter out the blue light. So say you're someone who's like, hi, you know, I have macular degeneration. I've had, you know, all of these surgeries for my eyes. I've got blurred vision. I'm not sleeping well, but I'm on the computer all day long. You can get these blue blockers and actually filters out the blue light rays, and it protects you from those harmful rays. Like, kind of like sunglasses on the inside. But again, it's not just sunglasses, because these glasses are more specifically designed to filter those harmful rays. So all right. And it's like, oh, that's weird. Well, you know, it also is weird not sleeping well, and literally losing your eyesight due to macular degeneration from being on the computer for your job for years. You know, I think that's kind of weird. So it's just when to start making those changes, right? And those little changes see big increases. You know, block that blue light. Now, what does it look like when you come into the office? Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So your initial exam and consultation is $25. You'll sit down. We'll go through an initial exam, see what's going on with you, what we can help with. And we go from there. You know, some people have different goals, and whether it be pain-based, migraine, spinal stenosis, disc herniations, nutrition, supplementation, right? There's all of these different health goals. So we want to meet with you, figure out what that looks like, and what the next step is for you, right? Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can go online to schedule your appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you have a new love for some clean, healthy coffee, and you know how to protect your eyes a little bit better from screen time and your kids and your spouses. I look forward to next week for more education, really empowering you to be able to take your health into your own hands. And always remember that your power is on.